information.
Joey.
Let's hope a new Whole Foods doesn't... Wait, didn't the one here leave?
The whole paycheck? Yeah, they got the heck out of town, man.
Yeah.
Once Amazon bought them out.
What was the South Park episode as soon as Chipotle started showing up? They're like, oh no, gentrification.
There it comes.
Give me a break. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Guys, two things can affect men the most as we mature. Erectile dysfunction.
Correct.
No fun. Problems in the bedroom, so to speak. Or less low testosterone, which can be an underlying problem to problems in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guys hate going to the doctor, especially on things they might be embarrassed about. But this is not something to put off, guys. Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of fellows just like us. The reality is pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. There are even studies that show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. So if you're noticing a decreased sex drive or lack of motivation, lack of energy, you're just feeling like you're walking through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low T, low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know that as you age, a testosterone PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine? And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rescuers still searching for missing people after the massive earthquake in Taiwan. 10 people died and more than 1,000 were injured. In health news, Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, the maker of a drug for Lou Gehrig's disease that recently failed in a large study, said it will pull the medicine from the market, acknowledging it did not help patients with the deadly neurological condition. Oklahoma has executed a death row inmate convicted of shooting and killing two people in Oklahoma City more than two decades ago. Michael Dwayne Smith received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 165 points. Now the NASDAQ adding 171. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert is asking the city for a 25% pay increase for the entire police department. The city would have to generate $7.1 million to honor the police chief's request. The Montgomery Public Safety Committee plans to discuss how they can come up with the funding in their next meeting. The first MH-139 Gray Wolf helicopter arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base Wednesday. This is the first of many Gray Wolves that will be assigned to the 908th Airlift Wing, whose new mission is to be the flight training unit for the MH-139. The Alabama Senate is considering a new bill that could fast-track the long-delayed process of getting medical marijuana to needy patients. Senate Bill 276 would triple the number of licenses the Troubled State Cannabis Commission can award in the integrated licenses category. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Well, I appreciate Not From Mars on Twitter X sending me a video. A 2-minute video about a 15-minute city. We'll get to that advert in a second, but first we have Penny on the line. Hey, Penny, how you doing?
Hey, Joey. Quick question. The other day you had a guest on, and your topic was talked about crime and whatnot, and he mentioned that there was the reason crime is up because of the lawlessness in Montgomery and, I guess, their failure to prosecute. How long was that guest?
When that interview happened?
Uh-huh.
with Millhiser, that would probably be a month or so ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Uh-uh. It was recent. I'm almost positive. I want to say, I get in at lunchtime and I always listen to you. I want to say I thought it was some representative, but I could be wrong.
I was thinking of the guy who was trying to support DAs. No, you might be talking about Reed Ingram last week was on the show.
That might be who it was. Yeah, because it was recent.
Yeah, that would be State Rep Reed Ingram. He joined us last week.
Yeah, that's who that was. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to have to reach out to him because he's absolutely right.
And on any sort of statewide crime issues, Will Barfoot is also fantastic. He was on last week, and he's the chair of the Judiciary Committee there in the Senate, the State Senate.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, buddy. I'm listening to you. Just came to lunch.
Thank you, Penny.
Bye.
272-9228. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. Whatever your plumbing problem might be, they can help you out. It could be a basic plumbing issue like, well, a clogged drain or low water pressure. And by the way, if you get a clogged drain, it might be fine to use one cap of Drano, just a little bit. But if that doesn't solve the problem, don't pour the whole damn thing down there.
No, don't do that.
That's a very unwise choice. Isn't that right, Four Eyes?
Yes, that is, Joey. Very unwise. And I'll tell you another reason why it's unwise. If you do that, and your plumber knows you've done that, he has to let that sit for usually about 24 hours to become neutral.
Right.
So he doesn't get harmed.
Right, because it really can be corrosive and hurtful.
Very much so. Like, very hurtful.
Hurtful.
Very hurtful.
Is that how they refer to it?
It's hurtful. It burns.
I'm not talking about my feelings, my skin. Dadgummit.
It burns.
Yeah, it does burn. Actually, be careful with that stuff. So this is why you need to call the pros there at Cole Plumbing. So clogged drain, low water pressure, maybe tree root invasion. Could be you have a gas line leak. Could be you notice a leak in the ceiling. You're like, uh-oh. Well, the beautiful thing about Cole Plumbing is they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve the problem without having to tear out a bunch of drywall.
Exactly.
Or say the leak's in your yard. They're not going to have to dig up a huge trench to find the source.
Big old trench in the middle of the yard.
Yeah, the source of the leak. So check out Cole Plumbing today. You can always go to coleplumbing.com or give them a call at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
Now, I was sent a thing about the 15-minute city. Should we watch it together?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Because I am a proponent of, I think we're too atomized in the sense that you never really see your neighbor. You don't know your neighbor. There aren't public spaces where you see a lot of folks often.
Yeah.
There are some small towns that have done that. And so I don't mind the idea of certain places creating more walkable space. But I have a feeling this is more than just that.
I do, too.
So
I do, too.
And by the way, the lockdowns already happen. Unless you're literally living in the county in the country, you're dependent on all the stuff they locked down. So right. We're already dependent.
And honestly, when they did the lockdowns, Joey, who was better off, the folks in the city or the folks in the county?
County, by far. By far. So if you're worried about that coming back in some form or fashion, well, don't live in the city.
That's right. You got options. That's the beautiful thing about the United States of America.
Right. Now, here, let's share this on the live stream. This is coming soon to a city near you. Hashtag 15-minute city. It should be good. It's only a 2-minute video here. It takes only 2 minutes and 20 seconds to explain a 15-minute city. Let's listen in.
A 15-minute city. Paris is working towards it, so is Barcelona and Portland, and now Vancouver also has a plan in place.
This is tomorrow morning, and you are brushing your teeth. And at the same time, the city is cleaning itself. Tomorrow, your city will be in your smartphone. You can check the
city. Wait, but it showed the city's cleaning itself. It showed a little robot. Hey, sanitation workers! Ha-ha! Job's gonna be gone!
Oh, somebody's got to work on that robot, though.
You know, and just heard Sky's report that Chief Albert wants a 25% pay raise for police across the board. Yes, makes sense to incentivize, but why don't we just get robocops?
Because they got copper in them. They'll get stolen.
And they'll start shooting people off.
City status, traffic, and air pollution.
Why do you need to know air pollution?
So you know whether to go outside that day or not.
Is it going to be like Spaceballs where you're huffing cans of fresh air?
Right.
Anyway.
Same breath, you will find booking your smart vehicle as easy as ordering food.
What?
You'll drink your last sip of coffee and your smart vehicle will already be waiting for you.
Wait, so you don't even own a car?
No, there's no need for you to own anything.
Well, there are a lot of people who live in big cities that don't own vehicles, right?
Amazingly, how many people don't have driver's license?
Well,
because they just don't need it.
I've learned Boston, parking, a parking spot, yeah, and especially like the financial district, it's more than a mortgage or a rental payment here.
So that would talk me out of a car right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be affordability.
Now, if you usually get a good job up there, they're going to have spots for you in the city so you can go work at their building. That's part of the, it's essentially part of the benefit package. But like,
if they want you to come to work.
Right. But. Okay, so you're not going to own a car. You're going to be checking air pollution as you sip your latte. Let's keep listening.
Tomorrow, your day will get off to a more enjoyable start. As you drive through town, you can check your personal footprint or actively participate in city issues. There is no rush hour in the morning, no waiting, and no traffic jam.
Okay,
Like they're saying they're doing this in, like, Portland or Barcelona?
The whole no rush hour thing.
Give me a break. Been promising that for generations.
Not going to happen.
Everything is completely connected and communicates with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, your city will have mobility hubs at every corner. Later tomorrow, you are working on your next great idea, while your smart city administration can optimize the city with smart workflows and processes.
Smart city? What, they got to get like some average-looking white dude? Well, actually, he's pretty handsome. But that's the guy who's your smart city administrator. He just gave a thumbs up to the camera.
He looks like, that's central casting, Joey.
Yeah, it looks like he has tentacles under his desk instead of legs.
Everything is in flow. The smart city empties the rubbish bins by itself. It knows where many vehicles are needed and where not. Tomorrow, the air in cities will be clean and parking spaces will become parks. The entire infrastructure is managed decentrally. Tomorrow, the cities will be safer and more worth living in.
What if we could create a new normal where we reclaim our time, our health and well-being?
What if we couldn't remove my name, Eddie?
As a state of the county, if it's all the same to you, Joey?
No, let's try to keep going here.
And our communities.
This is the idea behind the 15-minute city.
Wait, what are these accents?
International. It's very international, this 15-minute city.
A growing movement to make our lives in cities more convenient, less stressful, and more sustainable. A 15-minute city is one where everything we need is close to home, where communities are safe and inclusive.
Oh, good. Hello, everyone. Meet Lucy, student in psychology. And me, her digital ID wallet is...
Want your wallet talking to you like that? Hey, Lucy, you might want to put some pants on.
I can help governments to better communicate with citizens.
Oh, Lord.
Right now, I'm reminding Lucy of the appointment she needs to schedule for her mandatory vaccination.
There we go, Joey.
Is this real? Is this a parody? Come on,
15-minute city. That's how long it'll take the authorities to come get you and make you take your mandatory...
Well, then like Brave New World, you can film me. You can broadcast to the world me flagellating myself.
They'll do that. There's a whole channel for that.
Yeah?
In that 15-minute city? You'll be in that one area of town that...
Yeah. Like, look at the savage still reading Shakespeare. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
What's up, Papa B?
Well, if it's going to that, I'm going to run for the Judge Dredd position. So I can wear that cool uniform. You know, how do you plead? Not guilty. I knew you'd say that.
I do like the Carl Urban version of that movie. That's a pretty good movie right there. Not really, but I enjoyed watching it.
It
was cartoonish, but it was enjoyable.
Entertaining.
It blew people up. It was like, guilty. You find you guilty. That's what they tell me, seriously. You know, I know good and well that people like Klaus Schwab and his globalist folks are not going to be happy until we're all in our little gerbil boxes, you know, stuffed up in an inner city, We get our common space down by the park somewhere, sometime, but you have to schedule your whole life for it. You know, there's just some people that just can't stand not being in control of everything. And give them a minute, and they'll promise you they will find a way to put you under their thumb if you let them.
Well, and I think this 15-minute city idea is small thinking. Just hook me up to a pod into the experience machine so I can go, like, slay dragons or something. Why don't we even need the real world?
You can be a responsible citizen as the robots clean your yard. And, in fact, when you need to go pee, we'll have somebody hold your...
It sounded so much like that other Sylvester Stallone movie, like Future Cop. You know, where he was frozen and then reawoken years later with Wesley Snipes chasing Wesley Snipes. And, you know, he would say a word, as if fine, you know, would say a bad word. You know, the thought police are in full control, the verbal police, yeah, everything's weighed, measured.
Not that far away.
And handed to you. Yeah. Yeah, I take life in the country. I'll just be in my, if I have to, move back to the farm in my mobile home. And just wait till the black helicopters come to get me, dude. I'll stay
up. That's the last light of the last night, and here come the authorities to shut down our broadcast. How are we going out, Eddie, in a blaze of glory?
But of course.
Of course.
Y'all got to do like a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Like, come out blasting type thing, that their plan.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to have the right music. Should it be Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi?
Nah, that's, I like it.
That's more of like a chick song.
Yeah, it's kind of
soft. Yeah.
You need to have a good theme song when you come out with, you know, Guns a-blazing. I don't know. I hadn't thought of one.
What about the Rocky theme song?
Rocky? No, that's too
just dated. But
Shoot the Thrill by AC/DC's two on the nose.
I mean, you really need something with some metal type sound in it, you know, like
Metallica.
I don't know.
Or you go like, complete opposite juxtaposition. You do like Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Ocean.
Okay.
Red Light Spells Danger.
Or we could bring back Don Johnson. Let that one run too.
Oh,
that's right.
Before all that happens, I moved back to the country. I'll let y'all do the Blaze of Glory thing. I listen to you on the radio while it happens.
Well, at least we'll have some ears that can actually hear. I appreciate it, Papa B.
See you, Papa B. Bye. Honestly, that 15-minute city, as you're getting towards the end of it there, kind of remind me of Oliver Anthony's song, Richmond, North of Richmond.
Yeah, man.
Very just total control.
No, and again, I think going back to more traditional communities where it is, you are tight-knit.
I get
it's
that.
It's great. Yeah. And, like, walkable is great. But, like,
with the government encouraging that?
Like,
that
essentially everything is being run by robots, and you're checking your pollution level as the smart city administration's got direct contact to you on your brand new nuclear-powered cell phone.
Did you ever play SimCity?
A little bit, yeah. I love the games like that. Yeah.
That mayor guy reminds me of one of those windows that pop up at SimCity, and it's one of the bureaucrats telling you, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hey, let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Hey, I'll request Hell's Angeles as a theme song.
That's not a bad choice.
Yes, you said metal. That ought to take care of that department, wouldn't you think, Joey?
Sure.
As it is, it scared the hell out of Eddie. I think he had a hard time sleeping after hearing that song, the way he talked to me about it. But anyway, and the name of that movie was Demolition Man.
Ah, yes.
And I didn't really care about nobody else in the movie, because Sandra Bullock was damn gorgeous in that tight outfit. Lord have mercy. God, what a beautiful butt. That's all I got to say. And yes, every time he would say something, the thing would come out of it, look like a telephone booth, and give him a fine. And remember, they called the car the conveyance. They didn't call them cars no more. She said, come get in the conveyance. Well, I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And remember when they had a wreck, Joey, the whole car filled with foam.
Oh, yeah, as protection. Right.
That was a good movie. And golly Moses, just a few minutes ago, I was back in Highland Gardens, and them Blue Angels just whipped down in formation real low
over the Alabama River. Man, it was stunning. I cannot wait for that damn air show.
Lots of people excited about
it. It's a big deal this weekend.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are going to go on the river in their boats and watch it, because that's a great way to watch it.
Gosh, yes. I'm calling about what is called the Trump-proof agreement that NATO was talking about yesterday. This is legitimate. I'm not making this crap up. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing, they're putting together a plan, and Blinken was over there talking with all the guys in NATO, this new aid package they have for Ukraine. They're going to make it to where it is administrated by Europe. It's distributed by Europe instead of America. That way, when Donald Trump comes in, because what they said were saying about when Donald Trump comes in, he's going to end the war in 24 hours. And they say that means that Ukraine is going, they're going to get together and get their territorial issues settled, and they're going to stop fighting. Europe does not want to do that.
No, and in fact, we started with the CIA warning that Iran's going to hit Israel, and then Tony Blinken's just like, yeah, let's throw fuel on this wider war of fire. Let's listen in.
We also held our second NATO-Ukraine Council. We reaffirmed that Ukraine's future is in NATO. Our goal now is to create a bridge to Ukraine's full membership, offering additional support and greater cooperation as Ukraine makes the reforms necessary to join the alliance.
Yeah, sure. In the middle of a war, let's just announce that. That's genius.
Yeah, and let's reaffirm that America does not keep its agreement.
Right.
Yeah. Ukraine was supposed to join NATO. And as a matter of fact, there was no need for NATO if the Soviet Union was broke up and there was a... NATO didn't need to even continue at that point. Just big damn money for everybody.
Yep.
So, here we are. That's why, yes, we might as well like the military, because ain't nobody ever going to let them go out of business. Eisenhower told us all about that, didn't he? Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, guys. It's a beautiful day. Get out and get some more vitamin D, Joey.
Thank you, Red Top. Now, eventually, somebody's going to, your shirts inspire me. Like, the more we keep, talking down stuff and be like, you are a traitor and a member of the Rebel Alliance. Have you heard the original voice actor actually on the day of shooting the Star Wars movies was in the Vader outfit and he was doing the lines so the other actors could react?
I have not.
It was more like this weird British, like, you are a traitor and a member of the Rebel Alliance. It's like, thank God they got James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Jeez, that's what it sounded like. CP3O, yeah.
Right.
That was one of the nice things about CP3O. He said, so unthreatening. He had that British accent.
No, and if we are going to have robots, let's make it more like R2-D2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little trash can with some wheels on it?
Yeah, that's fun.
I like that.
Which, that 15-minute city seemed to have a few of those.
Yeah, well, I've seen them with the parking thing, and I think they're in Japan. They even got some waiters in Japan that are robots.
Sure, right, yeah, little robots.
They also have a restaurant. Well, I want to go to Japan. Monkeys will serve you. They have a monkey that will bring it out to you.
Like little ones?
Yeah, it's the cutest thing. I know some people are going to freak out. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole.
I never knew I wanted that until you just said that.
It's the cutest thing, Joey.
Wow.
And you tip him with a banana.
Really?
That's what the people did. They gave him a piece of fruit. He was happy as he could be.
Let's go to Boomer T.
Hey, Boomer T.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's a beautiful day up here on Lake Jordan.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you something. Man, I had the opportunity when I was growing up, stationed down at Tyndall Air Force Base when I was a little boy down there. We got to see the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Just God knows what they were doing, crazy stuff. And then I was very blessed to be able to go to New Orleans 2 weeks ago for the air show down there. Folks, if you're going to get out and see it, it's going to be spectacular. You're going to see things you've never even thought these planes could do. But they're super people. But first, I want to say one thing. Randall, I still got my aluminum hat, buddy. I'm still wearing it for you, man. I still got you. And now, Reed is absolutely in the pocket of Buttigieg. Let me tell you something. This is a scam, people. Because think about this. I want everybody to shout out my voice. Please, ride down Fairview Avenue.
go all the way down, get off the Southern Bypass, go down to Mobile Highway, come all the way around till you go to where the old Sears used to be. Mm-hmm. And you tell me, if you would you put some kind of business there? Would you put some kind of copper there? Would you put something there with some out of the steel? No. This is all about trying to please people. That's all it is, and spending money, because Stephen Reed, along with another mayor, I won't mention his name, he's in Wetumpka, they know how to get money to screw over people so they can do what they want to with the money. So, people, all I can tell you is Montgomery is out of control. I'm so grateful that I live up here in Titus, Alabama, and I'm loving it up here. I can't say there's no crime. I won't say that, but Bill Franklin don't put up with no junk up here.
You're right.
We don't play games up here, Bill Franklin.
But you ran into
that's
a crackhead the other day, right?
That's right, and that was probably a meth head. They got the meth heads over there. But you know, folks, just stay safe out there. And if you think you're going to keep throwing money to the west side and the west side and the west side, folks, if you're crazy, keep that. You're absolutely foolish. You need to realize the money's not going to go to help you. Who in the world's going to walk up and down a daggone sidewalk in the middle of the day or in the middle of the night on Fairview Avenue? Get real, people. Joey, Eddie, this show right here needs to be syndicated. This, like I told you once before, Joey, you are the franchise of this station. The morning show with Greg's great. The mother two, the three come on. I mean, the hecklers and the jecklers. I can't stand them laughing at women. Oh, my gosh. Joey, you keep strong. I ain't lying to you. Them two girls with that Beecham guy, let me tell you, every time I listen to them, I want to put a deck of knife.
Hey, Allison and Amy Beth. Don't be.
Oh, they get to that. Well, they would be fine. They just talk about business, love about their family, and about their glasses.
What's
their
wrong with
them? They sound, you know what? They sound, when they laugh, it reminds me of Kamala Harris.
Oh,
it really
come
does.
On.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you like it is, brother. Hey, look, y'all have a great day. But folks, get out and see that air show this weekend. Enjoy yourself, and don't forget, God bless America. God bless Alabama. Oh, one more thing real quick, real fast. Think about this, people. If they really want you to have medical marijuana, they'd already had it out there. They don't care about you. If they really wanted you to have some kind of gambling, they let you vote on it. It's all because they have not made the person get all the money. When everybody gets all their money, then you'll get marijuana. Then you're going to get gambling. God bless y'all. God bless America. See you when I see you. Love you.
Yeah, plus Boomer T, though.
Hey,
I mean, with what's going on in that area with that $36 million grant, has he never seen Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. And by they, we mean ghosts. Legends of the past. 272-9228. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by, Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder there, Dylan Rings. And did you know that today is National Carrot Day, Eddie?
I did know that. You know why I knew that? Because I was on Dylan Rings' website earlier.
You went to Facebook.
That's right.
And so why not celebrate National Carrot Day in style with their dazzling carrot-inspired earrings? Oh, wow. These are gorgeous.
I thought so.
Yeah, they have something for every carrot enthusiast, but, you know, we'll play on words there,
right.
Like, you know, the grade of these. And they almost are like, drooping, like, carrot earrings, but they're diamond encrusted. That is beautiful. And it's also, apparently, National Hug a News Person Day, and they said, wait, Joey Clark. Actually, that's a good photo of Josh Ryder and I right there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for one of you, it's pretty good.
Oh, shut up. I'm having a good day. I'm not going to let your stupid sideways comments bring me. Anyway, Dylan Rings, go by there to celebrate National Carrot Day. They really are having fun over there at the brand new Dylan Rings. Have you seen the new showroom?
I've seen the Facebook pics of it. It's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Of course, they're located at 119 Brown Springs Road. Or you can always go to DylanRings.com or, again, go to Dylan Rings on Facebook or Instagram. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie, those guys on the radio, sent you. And we'll tell you a little more about Dylan Rings coming up later in the show. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families,
because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Over that low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
finished.
Yeah?
I think I'd be embarrassed to play it.
You gonna put it out on an EP?
Maybe.
Is it still a thing?
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it is. Like,
I don't know.
I've actually got a bunch of stuff that's ready to go. I just need to record it.
Put it out under a different name.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then you just stand back and watch. And then when it gets popular, you go, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to stretch myself, do different styles and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then still me at the end of the day.
You still playing with the bass?
Oh, yeah, man. Okay. I've been working at it.
I'm telling you.
I was trying to do the more rumble Minneapolis bass style, which is a little difficult to fully grasp because it's more percussive than it is just playing notes. But, man, it's fun. There's a lot of fun to work at.
I know you're not a TikTok guy, but there's some great young people, and I mean young, playing the bass. I can't believe how good they are to be there.
I'm embarrassed. Like, I do not have the chops, and some of these folks are just amazing online.
A lot of young girls, I mean, I can't believe how good they can play the bass, and they're like 12, 13, 14 years old.
The one thing I'd hang my hat on, I have a pretty good ear for hooks.
Yeah.
So I think I can hit pretty good down there. But let's go to Mr. Pink. Okay. Hey, Mr. Pink, how you doing?
All right. I want to start off by saying peace and blessings, because y'all was talking about those sidewalks. And the only guy from Montgomery I remember used to come on Dan Morris' show. He'll say peace and blessings. He'll talk about the damn sidewalks. Yeah. I know he's not here anymore, but get them sidewalks done for that peace and blessings.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to give you some relationship advice, Dylan.
Okay.
Y'all know about real estate, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when people want to date you, they want something that's turnkey, but they're not turnkey.
Yep.
They got to do all these rent, you know, everything, you know? So just stick to that, Joey. If you're turnkey, get somebody that's turnkey.
Good point.
Actually, that is
a good point.
That is brilliant advice.
Yeah.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Also, last thing I got is, do you think the Republicans are going to lose on purpose so they don't have to leave?
Oof. I think there are definitely some within the Congress, say Mitch McConnell, who would be very happy remaining in the minority.
He'd love to be second.
All the way to, because he said the other day, I'm staying until, I do declare, to 2027. So he's going to finish out his term. Yeah, yes, is the answer, Mr. Pink.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's it, because I kind of see it, and it's sad. But that's all I had, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Pink.
Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
What up, Crawdaddy?
Good afternoon. That gentleman right there is a prime candidate for a nice piece of A-frame with in the round facing east. Mm. I understand exactly what he's talking about. You want to be ready to rise to the Lord when he says it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gentlemen, the other day I wrote down things on a paper, 4-7... Biscuit Stadium, Mudbug Ball.
Yep.
But I did not write down that was the Saturday the 13th.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, good. Now, as far as the charity, I think that was for helping families are having to contend with the autism.
That's correct.
I believe you're correct, yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. Probably want to know, is there a site where people can go to look?
Mudbugball.com.
Come again. Bug ball?
Mudbug ball.
Mudbug dot. Okay, good, good.
.com. Mudbugball.com.
My little brother, I'm crowded that he's Mudbug. I'm hoping maybe we can get at least a. When they give you a place to sit, do you also have a big roll of the aggravator urinal newspaper to put on your table for that aggravator urinal?
I don't know, but that would be the old school way to do it, right?
Yes, yes. You know, that rag of a paper down there, it's always the aggravator urinal. So, hope to be there, and folks, that sounds like a lot of fun. What was it that Red Top said he heard jets over the river there today?
Yeah, and Eric the Duck called in about it. They're definitely, the Blue Angels are practicing.
In fact, somebody called and said folks were parking on the side of the road, but the cops are moving them along.
Yeah. I told my brother first when I first think I thought something sounded like a C-130 just being turned around out there. I could be wrong, but that's a very, very powerful machine. Okay, guys, thank you so much for entertaining me.
Thank you, Crawdaddy.
Me entertaining you or whatever.
Thank you, Crawdaddy.
Love you, man. Thanks.
272-9228. Yeah, the last time I noticed, last time they had one of these air shows, mm-hmm. I was going down 85 South, and I could see in the distance, okay, that's clearly a fighter jet. And then it did a maneuver where it kind of just went straight up. I'm like, okay, that has to be an F-22. Like, I don't know of any others that can really pull off what it just pulled off, because it was fast, too.
Well, I can tell you this. There will be no drone flying in Montgomery over the next 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Most people's drones are like mine. You have a service that lets you know if you're clear to fly or not, and there's just this big red area over.
And I mean, again, we're talking about all types of people. We're talking about people that wrangle animals yesterday. Mm-hmm. Those guys, especially in the Blue Angels, where you're flying that close in formation.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's amazing, but talk about the nerve you have to have. Like the steady hand you need to pull something like that off. That's incredible. And it's better to have those on our side.
Yeah.
Especially, but you see those over, feel them overhead?
I've seen the Canadian version of, not the Blue Angels, but their version of Thunderbirds. They're pretty good too, but.
What do they call them? The geese?
Snow something. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Very Canadian.
Let's go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. You know, the passing in Florida for the squatters bill that they signed into law, I was wondering, you guys may have already talked about this, but Eddie, what's the law in Alabama in regards to squatters on a piece of property? Because after I heard that report in Florida yesterday, what they were going through, I've been kind of hesitant on investing in rental property, so.
Well, I don't want to get into the exact laws of it because I don't want to tell anybody wrong, but it was a problem here not too long ago where a couple of rentals, yeah. I don't know if the police have stepped up, but once somebody gets mail delivered to your house or to the house they're squatting on, it's really hard to get them out. And they know that. And I'll be very honest, most of these folks know the law better than the lawmakers.
I would imagine.
So there has been some hesitation.
What really caught my eye was when the owner actually showed up and found the squatter there and tried to have him removed. They were actually producing forged rental property documents. So have you ever heard of anything like that happening?
Yeah, actually in the Montgomery area, not too long ago, people, I hate saying it, but I think it was a Craigslist scam, where there'd be a vacant house, so somebody'd make a scam and look like you could rent it out, and really it was just a vacant house. People were moving in there, and then someone would knock on the door a couple months later. It'd be the owner of the house or maybe the real estate representative, and they would have to tell them, hey, you do not have a lease here. You are actually breaking the law. And, there were some, and there still is. You'll see them every once in a while. That does come up.
So in a situation like that where it does happen, percentage-wise, to have them immediately removed for trespassing, and if they refuse to have them removed for trespassing and charged for trespassing, have you seen any of that? Or
no?
I mean, no, I have not.
Well, and I'm looking at a site called DoorLoop.com, and it's talking about Alabama's law, saying that Alabama has some of the most stringent rules concerning adverse possession. 5 adverse possession requirements that must be met before a squatter may claim the right to a property in the state. Large squatter groups rarely have a strong case for adverse possession. When they inhabit a property collectively, the squatters must establish exclusive control of the property for a minimum of 10 years in order to be eligible in Alabama.
Wow. Well, see, that's the law, and that's great, but here's the problem. I have nobody to enforce that law.
Right, so I think the long and short of it is the laws are very stringent in Alabama, but is it always enforced by local authorities?
Yeah. No, I had a friend of mine who he was selling his house. Every day for the last week, the same squatter kept coming in, kicking in the front door. The cops would come, make him leave, never arrest him. This happened for 7 days straight. It's probably still happening. It's just this guy doesn't own the property anymore.
Well, you know, in light of that, if he was to decide that, hey, I'm going to spend the night in this house just because it's mine and I can do it, and somebody attempted to break in, there is a castle law in Alabama.
Yeah, if you're there, that's a whole different story.
But, yeah.
Sounds like in Alabama to legitimately squat and take over property ownership, you got to stay there 10 to 20 years. So it would be a situation like the owner knows you're there and you're doing upkeep. And also, I think Alabama law, reading here, says you got to pay property taxes, too.
You're just squatting. You don't care.
Yeah. Well, if you want to take full possession.
Yeah, but most of them don't. They want somewhere to live, and they'll tear up your place because they know the court system's behind.
Right.
I mean, this is the reality of it. They sit there and tear up your place. Cops come. Cops kind of do what they can do, which they know a lot. And you're stuck because you still got to pay the property taxes. You still got to pay the utilities, and you're getting screwed.
Well, I've got to hit this break. I appreciate the call, Dennis.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
See you, bud.
This is part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team, including the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon, they're ready to help you whether you're looking to buy a home or refinance that home. And, you know, interest rates are a little higher than they have been in the last few years, but it still could very much be the right time for you to buy or refinance depending on where you are in life. And so if you're looking to buy, they'll walk you through that entire home buying process there at Alabama Home Mortgage from pre-approval all the way to closing day. They can also especially help you veterans out. They are hip to the latest with the VA home mortgage programs. And so if you're looking to take advantage of these benefits you earn through your service, veterans, you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to buy or refinance, it is by far the best game in town. Don't be leaving money on the table, veterans. So that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, call them today, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline proved that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 5077074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PG02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit. Plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 30. Just north of the Pine Level exit.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
What's up, Joey?
What's up? And let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
What up, Sam?
God, not too much, gentlemen. Not too much. Listen, I heard Crawdaddy on the phone, and yesterday he asked about me and if I knew anything about the festival coming up. And I was kind of short, just, you know, just cutting up, but I felt like I might have been a little short with him. And Crawdaddy, I wasn't, brother. I didn't know what you... I figured he heard me talking about all them snakes I had in the freezer, and that would go good with those crawfish. Throw that all in there and boil it up. Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't know if I'd like boiled snake. This does not sound
chicken in there with it. Well, listen, it'll fill you up quicker than the mud bug. And I know people like those, but I just they make me hungry.
I got you.
That's why they serve the corn and potatoes.
Yeah, for fat folks like us.
Bingo, and you can get them what's that sponsor in the morning? I hadn't been around the fields in a while. The seafood. Oh, dang it. Other than that, I'm looking forward to the air show. Right now, I'm looking at the weather.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping the wind calms down a little bit. But I know the last one I went to at Maxwell, they had those the simulated bombing run, simulated strafing run. We had to pot that. Absolutely. Man, it was a good family time. And
yeah.
Got my camping chair. Oh, enjoy. If you go, I'm going to be with people. So if you see me, bye.
Say hello, but say it from afar.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank y'all, bro. Hopefully, see you this weekend.
All right, Sammy. See you, bro.
Let's go to length. Oh, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Thank you for taking my call. I got four talking points. Trying to keep them in order.
All right.
You know how me, I get off track real fast.
Go fast. Right.
That's number one.
I tell you one thing. I am sporting my Keep Make America Great Again hat. In the stores, and I'm getting some interesting looks.
Really?
Yeah, but when you're 6'4", 250, they don't look too long.
No, occasionally I have that Biden shirt, Biden socks or something like that when I wear it, and I do get some funny looks.
They love it.
But most of the time, people kind of look at me and they crack a smile. I mean,
most of them are, but even the ones that you can tell they're Democrats are going to be voting Republican, but they just like look at you real quick and just keep on going. Hey, who's the gentleman that said that they were having issues with cars being parked on the side of the road for the air show practicing, I guess?
Yeah, somebody called in a while ago, said the
Mayor, I hope that's an MPD, because Mayor, I got to ask you a question. You don't have a problem with, panhandlers walking up and down the street impeding traffic.
Man, I've seen a lot of that here lately, too.
Okay. What's the difference? What is my car doing on the side of the road? It's not impeding traffic.
I don't know.
It's just too many all at once. Stop watching. Watch on
rubber
the neckers.
Well, come on. I go to a four-way intersection of Atlanta Highway, and I got a dang panhandler on every corner.
You said you had four talking points, so you're running out of time.
Okay, that's number two. Number three is all these liberal DAs, and we're getting women out there, and children are getting beat up and raped, and women, you know, have been beat up and raped by these illegal immigrants. Here's what's funny is, it's always funny until the dog comes home, okay? It's always funny when the neighborhood dog takes a crap in everybody else's yard and takes craps in yours. What's going to happen to these DAs? And they don't have bodyguards all the time. So what's going to happen when their girlfriend or their mother or their daughter gets beat up and raped? Mm. Oh, they got to sing a different tune? Are they going to hold with the storyline?
They'll stick to the storyline.
Are you kidding?
I guarantee.
Your wife gets beat up and raped, and you're going to stick to the storyline?
I guarantee they will.
Freaking believable. Because, you know, my dad used to tell me, it's funny when the neighborhood stray dog takes a crap in a neighbor's yard until he takes a crap in yours. It ain't funny anymore. And you said something about the squatters. That was the last talk about. Squatters, for example. You know how you get them out the best way? Buy them out. Did you see that? I watched that. You offer them money, they'll leave.
I can't argue.
Business.
Yeah, well, that's one way to deal with it.
It's a lot easier.
Cheaper to get them out. They're damaged. And what you're losing on your mortgage you're paying each month, it's cheaper just to give them the money and get them the hell out. Or send in the squatter squad. Have you seen them on YouTube?
I have not.
No.